You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Leader of the National Party, Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Morena, very well, thank you.
Very busy week for you, I'd imagine, because you are the Finance Minister. Next week we're getting the budget. It's been a pretty intense time of year as well. Your pre-budget speech sort of indicated a few areas where there might be some focus from the government. Education, health coming up quite a lot. Particularly when we look at education, just to start us off here, there's going to be an interesting balance, I'd imagine, between frontline stuff, immediate stuff, and also this longer-term investment. When you were in opposition, you said you wanted to move away from the just-in-time investment approach. What does that actually mean for you, and is that something you're still committed to as Finance Minister?
Well, when I talked in opposition about just-in-time investment, I imagine what I was talking about was doing investment after a problem occurs, where I think many of us understand that it's better to prevent those problems occurring in the first place. When you think about education, one of the major challenges that we have is that if children don't learn to read and write early at primary school, then secondary school gets really, really tough, and then the chances of them ever getting into any form of tertiary training or apprenticeship training are vastly diminished. So all of that adds up to meaning we need to invest early in the system to make sure that every New Zealander has the potential to fulfil their potential, their skills and progress.
When we look at infrastructure, this has been something that a lot of schools and principals have been concerned about recently. New classrooms are needed, new school buildings. There are, I think there was about $2.8 billion over 10 years for 60 schools that was potentially going to be rolled out. There are still some schools who are waiting to see what their projects are going to be looking like, though. Do you have any reassurances for people in that position at the moment?
Yeah, look, our Minister of Education has initiated a significant review of the way that school property has been funded, because, as you say, we had a series of problems where many schools had been told that they were going to be funded for property projects, but the government didn't actually have the funding in place to follow through on all of those projects. So there's a review underway to make sure that we're getting real value for money, that there's clarity about who's getting what and when, and it's being done fairly. And of course, investing in the property that we need so that kids can go to good schools is a priority for the government.
Over the last few years, we've seen a lot of discussion about pay rates for teachers and for people working in the education sector. Is this something that has been considered or factored in at all when you've been looking at the budgets this year?
Well, obviously, last year the government settled an agreement with the teacher workforce, which is in place for a couple of years. But these are negotiations that every government should do with the teachers at a regular interval, but we're not anticipating bargaining this year.
Well, let's look at health a little bit. This is another one of those places where there's frontline and then there's long-term investment that needs to be balanced here. Shane Reti has signalled that there won't be new spending on primary health care in the next 12 months. That's for things like GP services to patients. For people who are waiting, you know, for a long time to see their GP, or who are relying on the relief of free prescriptions, what reassurances do you have going into this budget next week?
Well, what I can reassure people is that we are going to have a significant funding uplift for the health system, and you'd expect that to be the case because there are massive cost pressures in health that need to be met. And one of those areas, for example, is medicines. When we came to government, we found that there was a significant funding hole left behind, which meant that if we didn't find extra hundreds of millions of dollars, actually $1.8 billion in total, then Pharmac were going to be in a position where they needed to delist medicines that many New Zealanders rely on. So we've prioritised finding that money. When it comes to the primary healthcare system, there will be a significant uplift of funding for primary healthcare, but actually that's needed just to keep us going. And so you'll see in the budget more detail about that, but primary healthcare, absolutely a priority.
And where does mental health sit in this conversation at the moment? Because there's been a few, I guess, concerning conversations about whether or not this is being prioritised by your government, particularly when it comes to budget. Is it something that will be supported next week?
Well, we have appointed the first Minister for Mental Health, and that's so that we have a focus on mental health at our cabinet table. And you will expect a proportion of health funding to be allocated to mental health, and you can expect to see some specific initiatives there.
There's an argument that we saw under Jacinda Ardern's government, a big push towards a well-being as a kind of underpinning theme for some of the budgets that were rolled out. Is there something like that that you're envisaging for your own budget? Have you got any kind of ideas or visions for what perhaps an underpinning kaupapa for that budget might be?
Well, look, I'd just note that you can call a budget something, and yes, there were budgets in the past called wellbeing budgets. It doesn't necessarily mean that that was what was delivered. You know, we went through a period of some of the highest inflation New Zealanders have experienced in 30 years, which meant that the cost of living was very high and detracted from many people's wellbeing. We had educational achievement falling backwards, hospital waiting lists growing, violent crime increasing. Our budget will have the framework in place for social investment. So at the moment, we don't really have an approach across government that would allow us to do a really good analysis of which initiatives provide the best value for money early in a person's life. And we are going to make sure in this budget that we get that architecture up and running so that by next year's budget, we can be making really carefully targeted social investments.
Two last things I just wanted to briefly ask you on the budget, but one of those is you've said it's not going to be an austerity budget when we're talking about these, I guess, big terms or themes around budgeting. What does that actually mean for you? What does that actually specifically indicate for this week coming?
It means that we're not going to take extreme measures just to get the books back in order. We think it's really important that we do get the books back into an even keel in the medium term because, of course, if the government is perpetually spending more than it's earning, then that just